Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have got to get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I feel like it's sacrilege to speak over the great Jimmy Page, but that is Led Zeppelin.
And great job.
Can you let it breathe just a little bit, please?
Can Wiggy name that guitarist? Even though you just said it.
I just said it. He wasn't listening, though. No. Look, he wasn't listening.
No, I heard.
I think you caught Wiggy sleeping.
No, it was Jimmy Page.
All right.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Page. All right, nailed it.
Wait, which one's Led?
Today's leads are brought to you by Subaru. Take your adventures further than ever before in the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness. Starting at $32,820, find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Yesterday, I watched the Man in the Arena episode 4, Greg. Basically all about, well, it was all about, the 2007 Patriots, the near-perfect season. Pretty good, pretty entertaining, got to say that, and give Brady his props. He put on display Michael Strahan for his perspective on things. There is a hit piece in it, though, and that hit piece is on poor Asante Samuel. And after watching it, I come away thinking Brady did the whole episode to blame the loss on Asante's dropped interception in the game, despite the offense only scoring 14 points. But here is the little snippet.
On their sideline, they throw it. Asante's there to make the catch, and he jumps up. I think he's worried about Kevin, his feet in bounds, and he kind of mistimes his jump, and the ball is just on the top of his fingertips and bounced away.
Now, that's certainly a makeable play by Asante Samuel, but it is nowhere close to Bill Buckner. Difficulty-wise, I give that a 5 out of 10. He's on the sideline. He's got to get the feet in. It's off the fingertips, as Brady says. The bigger story from the game by far, history should reflect, you scored 14 points. You call yourself the best team of all time, as he does in that piece. They could only get 2 touchdowns. It's not about Asante Samuel. It was about your offense, Tom. Quit blaming Asante Samuel.
Right. You think that's a shot back at Asante? Because didn't Asante say something about...
Well, he doesn't say anything about Brady. He says stuff about Bill all the time.
He
apparently paid a fortune here. And you know, one of the only guys, really, who did not enjoy his time here. Got nothing from Bill Belichick. Curtis, good morning.
Along the same lines, I watched that yesterday. And I say this with I am being 100% honest. It was the first time I saw a single play in that game on purpose since the game ended. Whenever a highlight would come on, I turned the channel. I hadn't remembered that they were up 7-3 at halftime. The entire game was a blur. I watch some movies now that I watched when I was hammered, and I don't remember that I watched them. It was like that, but times 10. And the biggest thing that I took away from it was that the Giants were braggadocious. They said they were going to win the game. Plaxico Burress before the game said they would beat the Patriots 17-10. Or 17-14. They showed up at the Super Bowl wearing all black because they were going to the Patriots' funeral. And so it begs the question, why a team that was successful that punched the Patriots in the mouth, that blitzed Brady, that talked beforehand. Why no other team does that? Everybody says, don't say anything to Tom. Don't say anything to Bill. They're going to kick your ass. Well, the one team that did it won the Super Bowl. It's very odd
good,
to me.
Pretty good point, Curtis. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, a relationship that we've talked about extensively on this show. Do they like each other? Do they like playing with each other? So on and so forth. Ooh, I'm not supposed to say that anymore. That's what that
fine.
One.
Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
But Tatum coming off a game, he led the team 34 points. He was incredible yesterday, even though they lost. But no Jaylen Brown. The last three games, he hasn't been there. But Jason Tatum was asked about their relationship, and he kind of cleared the air. He told you exactly what he thinks about he and his teammates' relationship on the Knuckleheads podcast. Here's what he had to say.
It's been great. Two guys that got drafted back-to-back to the same team, same, you know, draft number. I know where I'm trying to get to. He know where he's trying to get to. In a way, we pushing each other. Everything we do, we compete in a good way. Like, I'm pushing him. We playing one-on-one after practice. I think the next step for us is, like, even feeding off each other more in the game.
So he goes on to say, we're trying to get there together, which I think is important. Because you hear, you know, we're competing against each other in a good way. Mm-hmm. To me, that still doesn't scream like great. I don't like anybody competing against each other when you're supposed to be a team. But to end it with, we're trying to get there together, makes me think that this relationship is okay. They are going to better each other. And I think that this is good news for Celtics fans.
Well, somebody's got to take the drive. Somebody's got to be driving.
Right.
And I don't know if they're at the point now where they're, where they have basically said, all right, here, you drive, and I'll be the passenger, in the sense of, you know, I'll take kind of the back seat to you. I'll be your Robin to you being Batman.
Yeah, well, that's good news for Jaylen Brown, because it just means whatever team Jason Tatum is plotting his departure to, he'll take him with him. All right, thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So we've talked about this, I think, just a little bit, the Enes Kanter freedom versus LeBron James, and, you know, Curtis said a pretty good, interesting thing the other day. I think he was on, what's L.A.?
Megyn Kelly's podcast, or on SiriusXM.
Yeah, and so Kanter had some things he said on her podcast, and just here's a little bit.
Are you going to try to speak with him tomorrow night at the game?
I mean, I hope so. That's my goal, because I do want to sit down and have a conversation with him, because once he joins, once other joins, it's going to be even a bigger cause.
So he's been going after LeBron about Nike, and LeBron says, you know, he's just using me to kind of push his narrative and his platform, which I agree with LeBron. And the reason why is Jason Tatum wears Jordan. Jaylen Brown wears Nike. You would think that if you really had issues with guys wearing Nikes, you would start with the guys on your team and try to get them to understand whatever your message is, rather than, and I know LeBron said those things about the whole China situation, you know, a couple years ago, but you would think if it's about really getting players to change and getting players to kind of understand what you're talking about, you would think you would start with the guys on your team. And so when you go after the king, which, you know, that's, everybody looks at him that way nationally, you're using LeBron to kind of push your message, to get your narrative across, rather than starting at home. So, and that's kind of the one thing.
Would you go so far as to call Enes Freedom fraudulent?
Yeah, I would.
Should he have chosen the name Enes Fraudulent?
Ooh. I mean, he could have went Freedom.
Wiggy would have bought 1,000 of those jerseys.
I would have definitely brought that. Yeah, I mean, start with the guys that sit right next to you on the bench, repping Nike and Jordan.
Yeah, you're making a good point.
So,
Wiggy, you don't think people would say, why are you yelling at Jason Tatum? He's 22. Why don't you go after the head, LeBron James?
No, well, what about Kevin Durant? What about Kyrie Irving? What about Giannis?
What about Butler?
Antetokounmpo? These guys are all superstars in the NBA that all wear Nike.
Yeah, good point, Wiggy. Excellent point. Thank you.
You got it.
A monumental moment in a nearly two-decade-long relationship occurred on this program yesterday, and it was all the national media wanted to speak and click about after our program ended yesterday. Curtis, one might suggest that it set the dialogue for the nation.
I would say internationally.
This comment made by Bill Belichick on this program yesterday about Tom Brady.
A tremendous opportunity for me to coach. You know, probably the greatest player in NFL history, and on defense with Taylor, you know, the greatest offensive player with Tom, and the greatest defensive player with Taylor.
So it appears that if there were some kind of a divorce or a separation or some kind of marital dispute, at least one guy has moved past it. And Bill has finally acknowledged that Tom Brady is the greatest NFL player of all time. I will ask this, and I'm not trying to stir anything up, Curtis. I'm not trying to poke the bee's nest or what have you. But do you think if Tom Brady were to be asked if Bill were the greatest coach of all time, would he say, would he speak in the same glowing terms about Bill Belichick today or tomorrow or whenever he would be asked?
No, because we've already heard Tom talk about the coaches and what they meant to him through his career. We heard about Jimmy the equipment guy.
Well, he did that, but that may have been when he was angry, bitter, Tom.
I think he would pivot. He wouldn't give an answer.
You don't think he would answer?
No, I think he would pivot in a sense of, I've had a lot of great coaches throughout my career. Yeah, it would immediately go that way. Yeah.
No, not a...
Yeah, yeah, I'm with Courtney on this one.
If you watch the Man in the Arena, he is basically rubbing massage oil, like Greg did on Gronk, on Belichick's back.
But does he say that Bill is the greatest coach?
Yes, I think he said it multiple times.
Do you think there's something going on with you and Belichick? No, I mean, I love him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean,
let's see. 2018, April 30th, Tom Brady calls very respectful Bill Belichick the greatest coach of all time.
Now I'm asking, though, Curtis. I mean, Bill has extended like a rose of peace.
Right.
I mean, that was an olive branch, if you will.
I agree with Courtney.
You don't think you don't think he would take the olive branch?
No, he would say, like Courtney said, oh, I've been around a lot of great coaches. And
I've had a lot of great coaches.
Wiggy, what's Bill's up with you and Brady these days?
Nothing's up with me and Brady. I'm just keeping on. I'm just
and I don't
keeping
think
a
that's
100.
I'm not saying there's anything bad about it. I'm just saying that that's probably how he would answer.
In the
today.
Context of hearing Belichick wax poetic, asking the question if Brady would and then saying he wouldn't is obviously a negative.
So let me ask this. Brady has done, it seems like, 100 interviews since he's left New England, whether it's Man in the Arena, whether it's, you know, Tom versus Time. Find me the audio of Tom Brady saying Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time that I've been around.
He said that on Man in the Arena.
I didn't hear it.
Here's what he said to Jim Gray. He distinctly does not say greatest coach of all time.
He was an incredible mentor for me, incredible coach for our team. And a lot of guys would say that. And, you know, when you're with someone for 20 years, you know him pretty well. And he's still doing a great job. And I'm trying to do a great job. And we're very competitive people. And I appreciate everything he's done for me as a coach, as I've said numerous times. And I know he feels that same way about me.
And I didn't hear he's the greatest coach of all time.
2019, TMZ. No, he's the greatest coach of all time.
That was
I can
just
go
recently.
Back and find
post-breakup.
I want audio.
Do you know why Bill said that to Greg? Because he had a great follow-up, and Greg told Bill Belichick, I don't know what we're doing arguing about this.
Find me audio.
That he said to Bill that Tom has been very complimentary of you in the broadcast. Then the floodgates opened, and Belichick went on for the great answer that he gave Greg about how Tom is the greatest offensive player. LT is the greatest defensive player. He did that because he felt comfortable knowing that Tom had been doing that for him so he could return the favor.
I've heard a ton of our former Patriots players, Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, just go on and on and on about Randy Moss.
Told you that Tom had done that too.
Let me hear the audio. Find me the audio.
So you're saying these stories are wrong?
No, you're telling me. Remember I had to come up with the video of him pouting? Find me the audio of Tom Brady saying Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time.
I want to make sure that when we do Secret Santa, the most hated Christmas activity at the workplace ever, that Curtis and Wiggy don't get each other.
I don't let that get in between the Secret Santa. I love the Secret Santa.
Okay, good. All right, those are this morning's leads.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.